dare line. Do you dare to be different?
To do the truly stupid? To be an idiot? Well, then, welcome to Dare Line. Do we have a candidate out there for Dare Line?
Yeah.
All right, who we got?
Lisa May.
Lisa? How you doing?
I'm kind of scared, Don.
Oh, as well, you should. I understand why. Have you ever heard this Dare Line before?
No, I miss it every night, and my husband tells me how funny it is about people throwing eggs on their head.
Yes, well, you're gonna only have to do one thing.
Okay.
To win a Super Baby T-shirt.
All right.
And that's all you have to do is accompany Mr. Bruce Gordon to a department store.
Okay, that's my forte, shopping.
Okay, I want you to go in that department store and yell, "Why aren't you people listening to Vogel?"
That's easy.
And I want you to yell that until somebody answers.
Until okay? Somebody answers?
Until somebody answers. We have the wireless microphone.
I think we'll go into Donaldson's, Don.
We're going to go into Donaldson's, okay. Bruce Gordon and Lisa are going into Donaldson's.
Walk
and we're going to listen to what happens.
Okay. All right, Don, we're just at the doorway of Donaldson's.
Mm-hmm.
And let's wait until we make sure a bunch of people are gathered around. Okay, Lisa, you ready?
Okay, here she goes.
Why aren't you people listening to Don Vogel? Excuse me, why aren't you listening to Don Vogel?
I was.
Okay,
So there.
Yeah.
All right, she gets
some
one.
Other people, Lisa.
Excuse me, sir. Why aren't you out there listening to Don Vogel?
Shopping.
That's
shopping for a gift.
That's no excuse. I'm sorry.
Okay, come on. Come on, sir. Okay,
come on.
Come with us, please. Yeah. And hang your head down, sir. Gift wrapping, sir, this way, please. We'll take you to gift wrapping later. What's your name, sir?
Roger Carrazzo.
Okay, Roger. You're going to be publicly humiliated.
Yeah!
We're not listening to Don Vogel. He would come this way, please. Roger, if you could speed it up. We don't have an hour to do this show. Don, we have Roger here for you. Did you want to say something to him?
Well, I would like to publicly chastise him, yes.
Let's get around to the speaker here so we can...
Certainly would like to meet him.
Yes, Don, Roger's here. If you'd just like to talk to him for a minute.
Roger, what's the deal here, buddy?
Roger.
All right.
A lot of Roger's fans are here today, Don.
Roger, what is the deal here, buddy? I understand you weren't listening to the program?
Girlfriend's birthday.
Feeble excuse, I'd say, sir. So you're getting her a present? Is that what you're telling this audience?
Several presents.
Several presents. Oh, so you think you're going to make it better for yourself by saying several presents, huh?
Yes.
How long have you known this alleged girlfriend, sir?
6 months.
And exactly what is your relationship? Are you considering marriage, or are you still just having a good time, huh?
Still too young to tell.
Oh, too young to tell, which tells me she's not really a serious girlfriend. Is that right, sir? Please tell us. Do you have other girlfriends, too?
I'd like to think so.
You'd like to think so. So this is not your steady girlfriend, right, sir? You're leading this girl on, sir. Is that correct?
No.
All right, sir, what is your relationship with this? Once and for all, what is your relationship with this girl?
A good friend.
A good friend.
Listening to you. Don Vogel, KSTP, Direct Connection.
The Great Swami will protect your future. Call 646-8255 or star 1500 on cellular 1. AM 1500, KSTP.
Hello! This is the Swami, hello!
Do you have to yell?
Go to hell and shut up. This is the Swami. I was going to say nice hello to David Ruth, but he has to be an ass right out of the chute.
The what?
Chute.
Oh.
So, if you want to call me, 646-8255, I will give you 100% accuracy. All right. Hello, friend.
Hello.
Well, hello to you with a nice voice. Hello.
Hi, Swami.
Hello, baby.
Hello, honey.
Swami, just get to the thing, would you? Oh, shut up, blind man. All right, Franny, what is your question, sweetheart?
Well, Swami, I was just wondering, are there going to be any decent bucks left in town when they go hunting next weekend for lonesome doe like me?
Oh, the Swami will be here.
The Swami will be here? You don't hunt, Swami?
I will hunt for you, but I never hunt for deer. You sound like pretty deer to me. That's a different spelling.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, Swami.
All right, baby.
Thank you,
Swami, for crying out. Well, this is not a dating service for you. It is whatever I want it to be. I help people in all kinds of ways. I give them psychic information, and I give certain people other things as well. Hello, Gary. Hello.
Hello, Swami. Hail. You gave me a previous prediction, and it proved to be completely correct.
100% accurate. What was the prediction?
I asked you if a drummer in my band was auditioning was going to be any good, and you said he was going to stink. Well, he really stunk.
Again, see, people do not believe 100% accurate, but there is an indication that I am.
Yeah, well, anyway, we found a new drummer, and yes, we played a couple gigs. We've got another gig on Sunday night. I want to know, how's it going to go? Is anybody in the band going to get laid?
Yeah, the new... Well, now, again, see, what the problem is, when I answer questions like that, and I will be nice to you because you gave me stroke, you compliment me, so I'd be nice to you, but... Well, when I ask questions like that, you get 5,000, am I going to get laid questions, and the show becomes boring. You know what I mean? So I would say the drummer will be better, and you'll see what happens. Thank you. But I don't want these questions. Will I get laid? Will I get lucky? If that's all there is to it. If it's a little more clever, you know what I mean, David? Clever.
Clever,
you say
yes.
Clever.
Clever.
No, 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 no. You roll your R in the wrong place. You roll at the end, not at the beginning.
Clever.
Clever. There you go.
Thank
that
you.
Sounds good. Gaddafi, he's a maniacal nut. So the U.S. Navy gave him a kick in the butt. He fired off 6 missiles, but you know they all missed. So the U.S. government, well, they really got mad. We're talking L. Watch your step now. All that scum's gonna pay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now the Gulf of Sidra, we were flying our planes. Didn't think he'd shoot at us. But that dirtball's insane. And you've heard Reagan calling Momar a flake. If he's looking for trouble, we'll give Momar a nuclear clam bake. We're talking L-I-B-Y. Now, all that little scum's gonna pay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know that Gaddafi, he's a lunatic freak. He talks like a tough guy, but he acts like a geek. We'll send in the SS New Jersey across his line of death. Give him a Tomahawk missile, and that'll cure his bad breath. We're talking L-I-B-Y. He's so crazy. He's so nuts. We're gonna kick his butt now.
Give it to him now.
Chicago, hello.
New York City, hello.
New York City, hello.
Elmhurst, Illinois, hello.
Elmhurst, Illinois, hello.
Tarzan, Texas, hello.
Tarzan, Texas, hello.
Tucson, hello.
Tucson, hello.
Don?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
So, you think I did pretty well?
I think you rated a 10.
And you know what I could say to you, sir? Larry King thing, ready? Have a good time, sir.
Thank you.
Get some rest, sir.
Thank good you. Night.
My husband and I are big fans of Don's. We're going to miss him like crazy. And I guess my husband said it best when he said yesterday, who else do you know that you can listen to for 2 hours? Anybody else? Take about 15, 20 minutes and you start hitting the button. But Don was one of a kind.
This woman writes into Dr. Paul G. Donahue and says, Question. I'm a woman who works in a fast food restaurant where mostly fried food is served. I work near the fryers about 4 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this for some time. I've worked in restaurants before and noticed that I always gain weight, even though we are not allowed to nibble and I watch my fat intake. Here's her question. Could I be ingesting fat from the air around me from the flying grease? She's thinking she might be ingesting calories from the grease and breathing. So it's like secondhand fat or something.
I could not believe it.
Lady, are you stupid?
Hello, Jason.
I'm just a lonely terrorist in space. An oh so lonely terrorist stuck in space. So far away from the human race, no city structures to deface. Oh, what a disgrace to be a terrorist stuck in space. I have a gun, but I have no cause. In space, you can't even break the laws. I miss the artillery barrage, parading around in camouflage. Oh, to return to my birthplace, to let a terrorist stuck in a boony doll, hear my call. Arafat, please let's chat. The Red Brigade, the IRA, they seem so terribly far away to a terrorist stuck in space. If anyone's ever up this way, traveling to galaxies far away, have mercy on this terrorist so misplaced. This lonely terrorist is stuck in space.
The first call of the year from the beloved Phantom Caller on talk radio. Do we have time for another one here? Jim.
Oh, Christmas. How I remember Christmas as a boy. I remember once waking up real early in the morning, black of the morning turning into a gray-blue and the cool air slipping in under the covers. I wiped the sand out of my eyes and climbed out of bed. The house was silent, but I heard a strange rustling downstairs. Could it be, I thought, could it be him? I walked to the edge of the stairs and began to slowly climb down. When I got to the bottom, I looked up, and there under the tree was some fat boxer shorts. Hey, you're not Santa.
Shut up, kid, or I'll sweat all over you. You got any razors here? I'm looking for an electric razor.
Mommy, Daddy, we're being robbed.
I said, shut up, buckle in this bag, or you won't have a mommy.
That was Christmas at my house.
It's beautiful. People, when the Phantom Caller is calling, don't try to call him up, because then we hear that call waiting click. For heaven's sakes. Show a little taste, a little class, will you?
Hello, Dave Dahl. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave, sir.
Has there been a change in weather terminology in the past few weeks?
What would that be?
Well, the reason I ask is... you guys will say, it's going to be 10 below tonight. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I've heard that this
cold,
weekend.
Cold, Dave, not cool.
Yeah, there's no way when it's like 5 below, it's cool. I've heard that, too. It's amazing to me.
Oh, boy.
Dave, cool is when it's like, I don't know, in the wintertime, maybe 25, 30.
Well, you know, I don't know.
In the summertime, like 55, maybe cool.
It's cold, but it's cold. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So don't say cool anymore, please.
Well,
please, Dave, please.
Okay, please. For you, Don, I'll just say cold.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, what would you call 10 above then? Cool?
Cold, man.
Ah, jeez.
Well, hell, 10 above isn't exactly shirt sleeve weather.
Well,
it's cold.
It's, okay. Okay. It's a matter of relativity.
It's cold until it gets around freezing.
If this had been a normal winter, this would seem like a breeze.
Dave,
you know?
Dave.
Well, don't go Dave.
If you stand outside in your shirt sleeves and it's 10 above zero, are you cool or are you cold?
Jeez,
that's the question to answer, sir.
Who stands out in their shirt sleeves in the middle of winter?
Well, but you understand the point,
well,
though.
No,
if you stand outside
don't.
Long enough, you would get frostbite if it's 10 above zero. That means it's cold. It doesn't mean it's cool.
Okay. If you're dressed properly, it's just cool.
But if the reason you're dressed properly is why? Because it's cold, not because it's cool.
Oh, okay.
That's why you got to be dressed. You got to have a scarf on. You got to have mittens on.
Whatever
because
you
it's
say.
It's cold.
That. Okay.
Thank you. I hate to have to spank you like this verbally, but
I kind of like it.
He was a throwback to those early days where you had enormous creativity and imagination, and instead of the dolts and the dunces, and the kind of mean-spirited people who do talk shows, including many in my hometown of Baltimore, here was a man I deeply regret I never had a chance to hear.
I have to say, and I'm going to say, because it's my show, that debate last night was the most boring, the most hideously, monotonously dull piece of excrement I've ever witnessed. Thank you. And all these media people, after the debate, they had ABC, I had them on, and then I had CNN, and they were talking about how much more civilized it was and how the candidates talked so much more about the issues of our time. I don't care about that. So, this census was so bad, I started thinking about what kind of a debate I would like to have happen, or what kind of things I would like to have happen in a debate. The concept is called, wouldn't it be great if...
it were summer, and we didn't have to...
No, that's a different concept.
Oh.
This is about the debate thing.
Oh, I thought it was a Beach Boys song.
Wouldn't it be great if it was summer, then it wouldn't be 40 degrees. Wouldn't it be great if, for example, there was name-calling? What if Bush got so mad at Clinton at one point he said, "Now listen, you hillbilly bastard." What if Clinton got so mad at Bush for attacking his character and saying people couldn't trust him at one point he said, "Now listen, you old fart, I'm sick of you attacking my character." What if Perot at one point... got so mad at these guys for spouting all their programs, he just called them he just said they were full of the old S word, huh?
You're full of it.
I would love that.
You know what I would have liked? Yeah. I just got this image in my head. I like in the middle of some poignant moment, maybe when someone was talking about all the workers they've talked to out of work. It's just a tomato came across the stage and smacked them in the face.
I was thinking about that with a pie in the face for one of the... like if Clinton threw a pie at Bush or something. I'm so sick of you attacking my character. I got this coconut cream pie, and I'm just going to let you have it.
Or at the beginning, or at the end when they shook hands, if Clinton had a little buzzer in his hand.
Yeah.
Her bush sits down. It's a whoopee cushion. Oh, man. That's the kind of stuff I want to happen. That's TV. That's entertainment. Two impersonation scams happening in the Twin Cities. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, be advised. Two impersonation scams happening in the Twin Cities. Drifters are involved in these. A con man impersonating Chief John Locks.
Love that added twist to it.
A con man impersonating Chief John Locks built a 67-year-old Minneapolis woman out of at least $15,000 by using a variation of what police call the bank examiner scam.
Ooh, tell us more.
He had phoned the woman identifying himself as Chief Locks, and her, she like a dummy believed him. And asked, can you imagine some guy, hi, this is Chief John Locks, Minneapolis Police Department.
Yeah. Yes, Chief Locks, what can I do for you?
She just believed him out of hand, just no problem. He asked her to help police catch an employee who was embezzling funds from a bank. He used double talk about marked money and got her to withdraw $15,000.
Oh, what a dumb biddy.
And give it to an accomplice in a parking lot.
Oh. Oh, how stupid.
All right, that's $15,000 you would like me to withdraw?
Yes, ma'am. This is Chief Locks, and someone is stealing money from your bank, and we're trying to catch him. Could you help us out, please?
Why, certainly.
Didn't she ever think to check it out?
Oh.
Ever think to call the Minneapolis Police Department and make sure? First of all, why is Chief Locks going to call her out of the blue?
This is a top secret mission, so don't call the police department.
Hey, so she withdraws $15,000 and just gives it to this guy's accomplice in the parking lot. She reported it to police when it failed to appear. Oh, my God.
It was supposed to be put back in her account
or
something, right? Yeah,
and it failed to appear, so she then contacted police.
I think that there was a man who called me who wasn't Chief. Did your Chief Louks call me, by the way?
No, ma'am, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
I had to call somebody and imitate, Sid Hartman or someone. That's right, Sid Hartman trying to call you. I don't know. I got to think of some scam to run myself, maybe. 646-8255.
It'd be Clem Haskins trying to get people's money for his basketball camp.
That's right. I'm just Clem Haskins. I'm looking for money for a basketball camp. It's a great camp. A lot of money needed to run the camp, and we'd like you to have the money for the camp.
One man firing squad of Mr. Mitch Berg shot and killed. Bruce, I know that this will come to a shock as some of the kind and gentle folk, but it's the only way that I can think of to
the only way.
Well, the way that I want to get rid of them.
Okay.
here in the Twin Cities to just plain shoot them dead. And Mitch Berg always itching to use that machine gun. What is it, Mitch? The Heckler Koch something?
Heckler and Koch HK21.
Yeah, he's always ready to fire that baby up. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, can we bring in?
Oh, Cosell would just be choice.
All right, Howard.
Howie, baby.
Come on in, old man. Your turn. Hello again, everyone. I really thought my demise would be more dignified than this. Little did I know, I would be stood up before the firing squad and just pummeled with.
We could make it dignified and just give him the one shot.
I'll have to break out the other.
What kind of gun is that now?
This is a Springfield 03.
Springfield 03.
That's right.
One of my favorite guns. Well, little did I know, as I said, that I'd be riddled with bullets. I really thought I've got more to contribute to society and would like to stick around a while.
Sorry, Howard.
You're wrong.
All right. Tell it like it is. Ow! Ow! Well, they're peaceful way to go. Shall we...
Might as well keep going, Don.
Shall we get Mr. Keith Jackson in here, maybe?
Oh, I'd love to see Keith go.
Oh, I tell you. I was just walking around the building, and all of a sudden they said, go out of the lobby and come into the studio. I come into the studio, and they tell me I'm going to die. Oh, I tell you. I just wanted to fumble with the door to get out of here. Oh, my goodness, they're not going to let me say much. It's just going to blow me away.
Well, Mr. Jackson bites the dust, and another one bites the dust. Well, we thought we'd have a very sentimental last hour of the Don Vogel show, so we're right, just killing people.
Oh, let's go after real radio now.
All Ruth right, ladies Coatrack. And gentlemen, Ruth Coatrack is moseying into the studio. We dragged her over here.
Oh, I never did like you anyway.
Tim Mussel is here. I think we're going to spare Tim's life, though, perhaps.
I was just wondering if I might take a stab at, you know...
Oh, you'd like to do it yourself, I'll bet.
Well, you said it, not me there, El Racco.
Oh, sure, Tim Mussel, my own partner, wanted to do away with Coatrack.
Mitch, hand me that here.
No, I don't want to die. I want to communicate with the
people.
This
is for those guests you booked. Thanks, Don. Great show.
Thank you, Mr. Mussel. I really appreciate it. We better... while we're commissioning people to go get body bags, I think we'll take a break.